The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. Brett Vesley's here. Big Dick Toledo. And we are ready to go. Glorious Wednesday morning, and everything is just kind of in order again. I can start by saying our daily reminder to Brady to not approach wildlife, monkeys at all in the woods. A little safer, but still the rules apply. They have not only got the monkeys all corralled and taken care of, for some reason decided to euthanize them.
Oh, man.
Like the monkeys did something wrong in the truck wreck. So they found the three remaining primate. They were macaque monkeys. They found them and then took them back and euthanized them. And when they asked the lady, why were they euthanized? It's like standard protocol, CDC protocol.
It is?
Yep. Why? And then she wouldn't, and they're like, for what reason? And she goes, there's no reason to go into it. That is not something that makes sense to me. You're nodding like that makes sense.
No, it doesn't, but it's been that way for any, it's, I understand it, the lab animals can never be, you know, put into zoos or...
Well, they don't put lab animals in zoos,
they test them and put them down.
Why? Why bother with the test if it's
standard
procedure to
kill it? As long as they're there,
but if it's standard procedure to euthanize it, then why would they do that?
Because of, I think if they...
I think he's making this up.
No,
I like
if you put them into a zoo...
Well, they're not putting them in zoos. They're lab animals.
I know, but if they... One, you can't find a home for them necessarily.
Who would want a lab monkey?
There's a plenty.
Just
there's
labs.
There's people that want lab monkeys?
No, yeah, I don't know anybody.
It doesn't matter. They want a monkey.
But you can't have a lab monkey. They have.
No, that's right. It's illegal to. But I'm saying there are people. Right, that's like my it. Point. There are people that would take the monkeys.
Who?
Rather than putting them down.
I could see lunatics doing that.
Oh, a lab monkey, though,
any kind
is not
of animal.
Up for adoption. You'd have to have them stolen. Like, they're not just like, well, we found our lab monkeys, and
exactly,
I guess if
that's
you want
the point
it,
that I'm
it.
Making. It's silly. You can't take it home, but
so
there are
stolen.
A lot of people that are saying, stop it. We'll
sure.
find homes.
So you're
for
saying
it.
Matthew Broderick and the rest of Project Manhattan
that's
X
exactly
or whatever
what
that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not. Then why wouldn't they have like constant break ins of this? They don't have that. What I'm saying is that these monkeys got loose, lived in the woods for a couple hours, and then were taken back and were euthanized as protocol as written.
Yeah. Now,
why?
They don't want
to
take
stop
a
adoptions?
Risk. They don't want to take a risk of that monkey picking up something or bringing some kind of virus or disease back into the lab with the other monkeys.
Right, sure. But then just say that. Because the lady was like, we don't need to get into the details of why. And I know the real reason why is so nobody can actually go find the monkeys that were out free and do real tests and see what was released to the people. They can kill them, cremate them, and the problem is gone. That's the real reason. Now, I'm not an idiot. I mean, it doesn't take much of a brain scientist to know that you're,
What do they expose?
Oh, yeah. They got to get rid of the three monkeys that were loose for a few days or big trouble and Wuhan questions start happening in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
But, yeah, I don't think it's an adoption issue, although perhaps these people
would
take
them.
We're getting rid of our lab monkeys that got loose. We're going to give those to some folks over here in Lancaster. I know it seems like a cover-up to me. That doesn't have anything to do with people like saying, I'll take those sick monkeys. Get them over here. And my apartment building needs a little pick-me-up.
I wonder how often monkeys, because there's still some states that you can have a squirrel monkey or a macaque monkey.
Sure, but not from
labs. I wonder how often they are coming from labs.
0%. I would venture to guess that lab monkeys aren't just like, well, you've done your time here, kid. Get them over to the Petco and see if we can get them out to a family. I think pretty sure that the lab monkeys are
not
iced.
They're not going into Petcos too often.
No, they're not.
They're going to the ones that have the sign up, you know, along with their mini Aussie puppies. Monkeys.
Sure, it's houses, but then they've stolen them. I don't think lab. What the hell? Is it an email? That's your email.
Oh.
Have you turned up just in case?
He's ready. Well, I'm ready.
Oh, whenever you're ready. Yeah. It's not up to you, but yeah, okay. So anyway, if you see a monkey, the rules still apply. Brady would – this is what makes me nervous about him, is that he starts to argue about, like, lab monkeys being in people's homes, and that doesn't seem to shock him. That's a world we need to get out of, Brady. That's a world we need to knock on your head and go, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Lab monkeys should never, ever, ever be in someone's home, stolen or otherwise, especially otherwise. But what are you going to do? I don't understand. What's this?
Oh!
It's his first time doing it. He's interrupting the monkey conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, the host of The Tonight Show is here. Jimmy Fallon. Come on in, Jimmy. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy, are you up?
So good to see you.
Are you awake?
I just guessed watch last night. Oh, my God. We played shot. I'm awake. Totally awake. This isn't my theme, but
it
okay.
It doesn't sound like you sound sleepy.
No, I'm not even sleepy. A little bit off. I have to admit, I'm a little bit drowsy. Unbelievable, Brad. It's great to see you. Oh, my God.
That's My Jam was so awesome last night.
Did you watch That's My Jam?
Yeah.
I'm going to start a new show on the Cooking Network called That's My Jam also, and it's just us and celebrities picking out preserves. It's amazing. That's My Jam. No, That's My Jam. I'll take apricot or strawberry. It's going to be... Okay, unbelievable. I heard you guys talking about monkeys. That's some terrible news.
Uh-oh.
Terrible news. Jimmy Fallon's terrible news. Ozzy, the world's oldest gorilla, is dead. He died last night.
Oh, that's sad.
Died last night.
That's rough.
He was here by COVID.
Oh, man.
Apes have COVID. Yeah, you can't be... So, Brady, another reason
Omicron?
For you... Another reason for you to leave them alone. Oh, my God, apes spread COVID.
Was he vaccinated?
No, he was an anti-vaxxer, Brady. It's unbelievable. He was a total right-wing ape, so TMZ is totally happy that he's gone. Anyway, Jimmy Fallon, tonight, That's My Jam, 8:30, me and Blake Shelton. Thank you.
Wow, Jimmy Fallon on breaking in with some sad news that the world's oldest gorilla has passed away from COVID. Anti-vaxxer. He had it last year. And he thought he had the antibodies. And he was fighting off anybody who tried to give him a shot. And now he's dead.
That wasn't tough.
Ozzy is dead.
I would like to say thank you to all of you for having me. I didn't realize I'd passed. Not
the other Ozzy.
Yeah.
Again.
Crazy. Yeah, so if you do see a monkey or an ape... You won't see Ozzy anymore or those other three.
Poor Ozzy.
If you do see a monkey or an ape outside in the wild, it's not up for adoption.
Really?
I'm looking at you, Brady.
I've already got my applications in.
Three straight goddamn days I've brought up the monkey thing to nothing but brick walls. Yeah, I don't understand that. See, I mean, it's clear to me why they're burning them down. Oh, we had to euthanize those. Why? What did they do wrong? You've got to burn them down. Because somebody will come in and mess with it. And somebody just says, it's PETA. They'll come in there and they'll set them free. It's never happened. PETA has never just opened the gates of a facility full of lab monkeys and said, live, live. It's never occurred. They'll go in and swipe some stuff sometimes if they've got access or do spy work. But they don't just steal monkeys from labs and let them free. That would be also illegal. We got that lab place out in Mason. I know you probably drove around looking for it.
We had to put the monkeys down because they got a taste of city life.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm thinking. They found a playground, and now they just can't stop thinking about it. I don't know what's going on with that. It's insanity. The world's gone insane. That's all there is to it. It's just we have to warn certain people. Brad, I'm not even worried about you.
I know you're looking at me.
I'm even a little bit worried about or concerned in the slightest that if you saw a lab. And the lady that...
Instagram and TikTok doesn't help.
Here's the other... What are you talking about? That people have to film
for the monkeys because they have all those, most of them from China and India, where the monkeys are just hanging out.
Sure.
And people are always the videos of them handing them food. And
that's a little different.
Oh, they're interacting like
people. That's kind of like squirrels. Our monkeys are different. We don't have them naturally. They're not indigenous to the United States. So if you see one, it's probably, just assume it's escaped from a lab. The lady that was at the accident and helping the driver, who kept saying, hey, if you see one, don't get close, in a horror movie-like setting, because I read her story last night, too. She came face-to-face with one of them.
She didn't. They're small. Those macaque monkeys can just come out, and they're fast. And she's helping this guy because the monkey truck spilled, and she's helping him. If you read the story, it's great. Her name, her last name is Fallon. Also, oh my God, that's my jam. That's my monkey jam. They made monkey jam, Jimmy. And so she sees it comes, and it goes right in her face.
Yeah.
And they're like, don't touch it. She's like, I didn't.
No problem.
She's got terrible pink eye-like symptoms now.
Oh.
That happened last night. She's like, and now she's being treated for a pink eye-like illness. They didn't say it was pink eye, and it's from monkey spit, which doesn't give you pink eye.
Monkey spit.
I don't know. Monkey spit.
Monkey spit a big hawker on her, or
you
what?
I mean, when it jumped in her face.
Hissed.
And hissed at her. So
sprayed.
Whatever breath and mist came out of that monkey's mouth hit that lady in the eyes, and now she's got quotey fingers, pink eye-like symptoms. We're treating it, and we euthanized her.
Well, get ready.
As you do to anybody that comes in contact with a monkey. Hey, there's a good rule.
You shouldn't euthanize her.
You euthanize the person that touches the monkeys, or the chuckwallas, or the rattlesnakes. Yes. Sorry, you've tainted wildlife. We're going to have to put you down.
I got a taste for it.
I know. That's why we got to put you down. You're going to want to wander around and touch more of them. Yeah. So, again, to anyone out there,
Brady,
don't.
Leave it to the professionals.
No. Just leave it. Don't even think about it. Stop it. Stop worrying about it. Just go about your business.
Monkey over there. I've been warned.
That's it. Again. Because if you come in and like,
I saw a monkey last night.
You're rubbing your eye. I'm like, get out. Get out. I know you touched it.
Ah, it was just a little.
Someone hissed at
monkey.
Me last night.
I sang Lady of Spain to it and it came right over.
So, yeah.
I'm too busy with owl wars.
You got your owl wars still?
Yeah, they're coming back again. Loud.
Should have kept the goggles.
Loud and
you know
pissed
how you
off.
Don't hear them? In the house. Just get inside. You need
it
to
is sure. In the house.
You have the owls in the house?
No.
This is what he's talking about with the monkeys.
We're in the house and you can hear the owls.
Are your doors open again? Yes.
No.
Brady.
There's a window cracked. Yeah, two windows cracked.
Shut those and get a space heater or something and just stop it. You're addicted to being outside and staring at board. This keeps us happy.
I didn't go outside. I stayed inside.
Did you get your phone and start to Instagram
anything?
I said,
Kirby, don't go outside. That's just the owls. Don't go outside. There might be a monkey. Let's not take any chances.
Is your internet down? What's going on inside the house that owls are distracting you enough to
there be? You are watching your program. They're
right.
Louder than the volume of.
Again, the progressive guy says don't call it programs. He's actually in the commercial. They're not programs.
It didn't make the Instagram, so.
Oh, you didn't film anything last night?
No.
I'm so worried about you. All this news, I think, God damn it, we're going to lose them. Every time I watch the news, I'm like, we're going to lose Brady. We're going to lose them. Three loose monkeys from the CDC. I'm like, oh, he's out. He's outside. His windows are open.
I keep it open in case one of them wants a warm place to stay.
Okay, so you got your doors and windows wide open and the TV down to nothing so you can hear birds outside and run out and film them for us. Don't.
I can't do that anymore.
Go outside?
I can't do the night filming.
But you got rid of those binoculars, the creepy kid binoculars.
Yeah.
See, do you see where my concerns set in? You've got night vision binoculars, and not for their proper use, which is staring at kids changing their pants. It's for like actual wildlife sightings in Gilbert. You see where I'm concerned that you're forcing the issue here? You're going to get hit by one of these lab monkeys. God
John,
forbid.
I don't know how many times I have to tell you. I don't mess around with lab monkeys.
You don't know they're lab monkeys. You would just
any
see
monkey
one.
In the wild.
What are they?
I let them alone.
Because? They're diseased monkeys.
They're strong.
Nope. They're
mean sometimes.
Mm-mm. They're diseased. First things first. You wouldn't wander up to a street hooker and start to try to feed it and hug it and
pet
it.
I've done that.
No, bro. I've seen you not do that. I've seen you stay away from the dirty human because you assume they're covered in illness and probably like fleas or something. You don't get close to those, but a wild animal you'll run towards. And they're the same thing. Wild animal, same exact thing as one of them street hookers that you avoid and you do, and you're supposed to. You don't touch those.
The same rules apply. After I touch street walkers,
you don't.
Wild animals, wash the hands.
Brady, you don't. There's a difference between the way you see people in need and animals in need.
I'll tell you one thing they have in common. Yeah. They both love Twinkies.
Yeah, if you saw a meth head, that's true. You saw a meth head in our parking lot and a monkey, you're going to help one of the two. And it is a 100% equation on which one you're going to help or go after. meth head standing out. They go, man, I need a hand, brother. I'm bleeding. I'm covered in leeches. Get out of here, weirdo. You're filthy. Here, monkey. You try to call the wild animal towards you. It's here, probably Clyde. Yeah, it's probably got more disease.
Clyde, left turn, Clyde. He's going to be my pet.
He's got new AIDS.
I don't care.
I got the AIDS.
Oh, shut up. Yuck. I'm going to call the police if you stand here. Here, Clyde.
Not messing with either one of them.
Yeah, you are. I know you. If a coyote runs through the parking lot, you smash up against the window.
You're getting them out of the parking lot.
I think that broken window in our kitchen on the second floor was because you saw something down on the first floor.
And what?
It blew through the glass.
Just a squirrel. That was one of them loose macaques.
Anyway, the story has been on my mind and should be on yours. And again, and
it's over now.
You're a
which
father
is good.
As well. Yeah, is it? Because in your mind, it could spark right back
lab
up.
Lab monkeys
could spark
to get out
right
again.
Back up, Brady. This won't be the last time we have a lab monkey truck crash.
Probably not.
And I worry for the future of Kirby. Don't worry about it. My daddy taught me everything I need to know. Here, Clyde. Here, Clyde. Get out of here, Cracky. Here, Clyde.
If you're in a monkey truck right now, drive. Yeah. Safe. Just yeah, pay
just
attention.
Careful. Yeah, if you're... If, I don't know why you got your, what is it, a CDL license you got?
Yeah,
toting
yeah.
Toting sick monkeys all over the place. Why are they leaving? Where were they going? I got a lot of questions about the transport.
Yeah, they're on their
all
way
that
to
stuff.
Be,
yeah.
Maybe they're on their way to be put down.
Why do you have to drive them somewhere to put them down? You're in a
I
lab in the first place. Like, send the equipment to the lab. Well, we don't have time for that. Let's get on these icy streets and take this 100 sick monkeys to another place. They wouldn't do that. That's like having a guy with Ebola and going, well...
Really?
Let's take him to another hospital.
You don't think
and kill
the government
him.
Would do something like
no,
that
I think
or have some kind of program
enough.
Like that?
Actually, no, I don't. When it's that isolated, I think if it was a larger thing that they would be stupid enough to get lost in it. But if you're going to euthanize 100 lab monkeys,
we don't want you doing it at the lab.
We got to get these sick
get
monkeys
them out of here.
Somewhere else.
Take them to the facility.
I don't know. If I'm smart enough to think to myself, well, you don't take a sick thing from one place to another, a contagious thing, you take it down where it is. You don't just have it wandering around. Well, I guess maybe. No, I'm not one of those people that doesn't think I'm not one of those people that thinks the CDC is suddenly the stupidest organization in the world. Just because everybody wants to believe that Dr. Fauci.
Some of them might.
I know some people and country music fans do believe that.
CDC ain't never done nothing for me.
All right. That's right. They
wish
just
Fauci was on that truck.
They tweet I wish Fauci had found them monkeys. Add him up. That'd have been a nice night for me seeing Fauci on them. CNN, I'm jerking off to his news all the time and a bunch of sick macaques all over that guy. You know who'd love that? Because he loves macaques all over people is that Anderson Cooper. He can't get through a night without macaque on him. Yeah, I don't think the CDC all of a sudden goes, I don't know much about medicine, but I know 100 contagious monkeys should be transported to be killed. Why can't we just do it here, sir? I don't know. Just get him in the truck. Why do you even have...
Just start a fire and throw them in there.
Right.
Well, they got to take them to a facility,
no, they
probably.
Don't. For euthanization,
they probably give them a shot
a
or something.
You give them a shot in the lab.
Then get them out.
Burn them there. You got to have a crematorium, too. They're probably dropping dead from the diseases you're giving them in the first place. All I'm saying is, if I'm in charge of that place,
it's a one-stop, one-shot. They don't go anywhere.
Yeah, well, we ran out of youth stuff. You want to take her over to the vet? Where are they going? None of it makes sense to me. At all. There'll
maybe one of the other guys called, hey, anyway, how many monkeys do you guys have at that lab? 100? I need 25 of them.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think that that's a thing. I don't think people are making that call. You watch too many movies where people just get monkeys.
Get them over there by 2 o'clock, yeah, sir.
Sick monkeys just don't. Whenever. Oh, he's starting. He's back.
What?
What the hell is going on? Jimmy.
I got him back. Hey,
Jimmy,
guys.
What are you doing back?
Jimmy Fallon with some more bad news. How you doing, Brady? Oh, my God. It's so great to see you guys. You're killing it.
What kind of jam did you bring?
I brought a strawberry jam right now. That's my jam. Anyway, you guys remember Charlie Brown? Wasn't Charlie Brown the best?
Yeah.
When you were a kid,
yeah.
It's like Charlie Brown. It's like the greatest. If you see Charlie Brown, just get happy seeing Charlie Brown. It's like, oh, my God, there's Charlie Brown. This is a special. It must be like Halloween or something, right? The Great Pumpkin?
He could kick a football.
Oh, my God. No, he couldn't, Brady, because Lucy Ellie's ruined it. It's hilarious. You bring up the funniest moments of Charlie Brown. The guy who voiced him killed himself last night.
Whoa!
Yeah.
The original voice of Charlie Brown committed suicide last night. Thank you. I'm Jimmy Fallon. Tonight, 8:30, that's my jam.
Thanks for that, Jimmy.
Jimmy!
Man.
Bad news, Jimmy Fallon is, he gets you all amped up, you feel good.
He's busting in here.
Peter Robbins, the original voice of Charlie, he's right, he leaves the story behind.
The How original, old was he?
65.
Wow, really? Thought he'd been older than that.
Yeah, the original voice
makes
of Charlie
sense,
Brown.
Charlie's, you know, a
he's
boy.
50.
He's voicing him pretty young.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah, well, 65 years ago, when it, 60 years ago when it started. He was like 5 or 6. He killed himself, the voice of Charlie Brown. So the voice of probably the most depressed, abused child in the history of cartoons makes it to retirement age and then offs himself.
Are they blaming Lucy?
Yeah, finally. I was trying to kick a field goal in the old folks' home, and the lady pulled it out from under him. How about that? He was the first actor to play Charlie Brown. He was 9, so it was the late 1960s. He finished the role a couple years after he kind of hit puberty and stuff. He was living in San Diego. He died by suicide. Couldn't take it anymore. His last words, arg.
Oh, my God, can I steal that? That's going to go on the show tonight. Important news, Jimmy.
Oh, my God, the neighbor's telling me something. Hold on. Charlie Brown killed himself last night. There's news I didn't need as an adult ever. Charlie Brown dies by suicide. Oh, I kind of saw that coming. Schroeder will play at the funeral. He'll be laid to rest with Linus's blanket. And again, neighbors heard screams of arg next door and came running.
Charlie Brown's teacher.
Here's the kids getting the news in class. Peppermint Patty just can't. She's beside herself. She's not going to the lesbian bar tonight. She's going to mourn the loss of her friend Charlie.
What'd you do it, Chuck?
Anyway, Jimmy Fallon breaking us bad news. That's twice in one segment that Fallon came in to break the news to us. Jesus. Anyway, tonight, 8:30, that's my jam. Blake Shelton, Ariana Grande, and Jimmy Fallon parodying things and eating jam. It's 6:06. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one. And we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet! Mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.